Hello. Welcome to Sunday Evenings with Doc Morgan. This is Doc Morgan, and this is Blog Talk Radio. Hope you're having a good Sunday. I love Sundays, don't you? I tell you what, let's do this. Let's start off with some nice music to get us in the mood for a nice evening of talking and praying and wishing everybody good. Dr. Morgan, welcome to Bon Ton Rising Radio. If you are on the internet, you may call in and visit with us. The call-in number is 646-668-8263. And there's myself, and there is Uncle Billy. Hi, Uncle Billy.
Good, wonderful evening. You can also tune in through the internet at blogtalkradio.com/Bon Ton Rising and Doc Morgan Sunday Show.
All right. All right. Well, we have a couple of cool people lined up today. We are going to visit with, of course, another business in South Dallas. I thought last week was going to be the last week that we had South Dallas businesses because we were going to only do that for the first quarter. But I keep getting new people that want to be on the show. So, you know, we'll just keep getting them in and getting them exposed. And when we run out of that, we'll move on to the next episode or the next project, which is going to be First Black, which is, you know, we want to every Sunday visit about somebody that was the first Black person to do this or the first Black organization to do that. So that's going to be really exciting. But we have at least one more business to feature tonight. Before we move any further, let's go ahead and play something to get us kind of easing into the Sunday afternoon. All right.
I made a vow, I'll be there when you want me somewhere.
not no Camino. I bought a Chevrolet, one of them with the girl named Caprice. I bought a Chevrolet Caprice, and it was white. Man, they tried to steal that car about 5 different times. And I ended up giving that car away. But that car, you could turn on the motor, turn on the air conditioner. Be just like a freezer in there. And, you know, you could depend on it. But, you know, like you said, the same people that work on your car, yeah, over and over again, it becomes, you know, like a family. And there are a lot of car repair businesses in South Dallas. I can appreciate that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, they're everywhere. Well, this guy, I'm going to be calling him in a few minutes. But I wanted to, before I got him, I wanted to visit with you about, have you gotten any calls from the flyers that have been distributed for the...
No, I didn't. I didn't get a chance to distribute most of mine until yesterday. Because, you know, like 2 days, you know, you're going to have to let it marinate in them, you know, you know, I'd have gotten it. You know, people don't really make calls off of flyers too much, Doc. You know, because you have to slowly marinate people that's gonna be familiar with you and stuff like that. They got to see a picture of you. Yeah, they got to get familiar with you. And So, but it's gonna work. It's gonna work because the way you did it, you saturated a market, and once you resaturate it, or come close to it, to get them to talking amongst themselves and talking about, I ain't gonna win these tickets, but I bet you I win them for you, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Once you get them to talking and discussing, then they'll start calling in, and, you know, they'll start calling in space. And some of the older ones, like the ones I gave out to yesterday, they know that if starting next week, if they don't call in, they lose contact with someone that they might need in another area, which is me. So I got some pretty loyal people that's going to call in. Plus, I got a young dude that I'm talking with in the morning that just reopened the Cliff Club. And I got connections. I got connections in Washington, D.C. we're gonna make these Rihanna tickets and the demo program work at the same time.
Well, did we get a date set for the family reunion yet?
No, I'm getting out this week myself because the T-shirt's gonna be made by the end of by the 1st of May. The T-shirt's going to be made and going to be saturated.
Oh.
They're going to have a date on them.
Well, Uncle Billy, we have a caller this evening.
Hey.
Hello, caller.
Hello, how you doing? This is Ron. Am I the caller that you're talking to?
No, that's Big Money Ron. how you doing, Ron? This is Uncle
Billy. Hey, this is Uncle Billy. You know, I heard you say something a while ago about the Cliff Club.
I got some young guys. Well, I don't know how young he is, but I'm so old, you know. When the Lord said, "Let there be light," I was already on the bank fishing. I got a young guy I was talking with today, one of my grandnephews introduced me to, that already opened up. It's not going to be called the Cliff Club. I don't have the name in front of me right now. But
is it closed down right now?
I think it's open now.
Was it closed down recently?
I think it was closed down for a while because I think they even did some redesign. I won't know a lot of it till after tomorrow because when I got his information last night, it was too late to call. And when I call, I don't really like calling people on Sunday. But I called him and I told him, sir, this is going to be real quick. When is the best time can I talk to you? He said, 8:30 in the morning. I said, I'll talk to you.
Okay. You know, a lot of those people that migrated to the Cliff Club have pretty much died out. I had an uncle, and he's in his 70s. And you remember the professionals on Lancaster?
Yeah.
You remember that club? And when they closed, Dr. Morgan probably don't know about that. When that club closed, all of those, they migrated to the Cliff Club, from my understanding. Is that correct?
Yeah, pretty much so. You know, the Cliff Club was at first for the elders. I think what brought about the demise of it was when all of the other young clubs started shutting down, and you know wasn't staying in business but a couple of weeks and a couple of months, and so they started migrating to the old folk clubs, you know, and you know how charismatic that can be.
So they kind of faded out.
Parents trying to dance and catch, and then daddy kids here watching them.
But the parents back in those days, they were taking their kids with them anyway. They were all hanging out,
not at the professions club.
Yeah, that was taboo. We didn't want to see our kids in no club with us.
Yeah, I had Uncle James used to go to the professional club.
Yeah.
I had an uncle used to go to the professional club. And when was it? That was, what was in the 70s?
In the 70s. 70s,
yeah.
70s, 80s.
What was the professional club?
I stopped going clubbing in 90s, so it was a...
In the 90s. Oh, when I met you, Uncle Billy, you weren't going to the clubs anymore?
I said in the 90s, you know. After I got sick in 96, I didn't even want to see a club.
The club didn't make you sick. Why you get sick?
Yeah. You know, that was one of the reasons for my sickness.
Well, it's time to call in.
I gotta make a run anyway. I just wanted to can I stay on the line?
Don't go yet. You might know this guy. Yes, please stay on the line.
Okay.
You might know this guy, Mr. Ron.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello?
Welcome to Bon Ton Rising. This is Doc Morgan giving a call. I'm calling to welcome you. Is this Roberts, Mr. Roberts?
I guess the phone would be.
Anthony Roberts? Oh, he probably didn't know the number. Let me call him back.
All right.
Let me try him again. Hold on, guys.
Say, Ron.
Hey,
Call in tomorrow night, and I have some information.
Please leave your message for.
You can call
Anthony
me tomorrow.
Roberts.
Okay, because you know I kind of got away from the club scene. I'm in my 50s, and you know, and it's just not the same like it used to be.
You heard what I said, did you? I didn't even want to see no club after the 90s. I've been in a couple, but you know,
I haven't went there since the 90s, the Cliff Club.
Yeah.
And it was you know. Yeah,
no, I didn't. Good. I only went to the Cliff Club once, and it was, hello?
Hey, how you doing, Michelle?
Hello? Superb. You're speaking with, they call me Doc Morgan on the show, Mr. Roberts. Hey, you're in good company. We've got listeners. Welcome to Bon Ton Rising, Ms. Robinson. We are happy that you answered the phone. We were worried there. I thought that maybe because the number was different that you might think it was a crank caller or something. But it's me. Thank you for answering. So listen, listeners. This Mr. Roberts. This is Bonton Rising Radio. It is for and about South Dallas. Myself and Uncle Billy are the hosts. I host Sunday nights. Introduce yourself, Uncle Billy.
Yes, my name is Billy Parnell, born and raised in South Dallas. Actually, born in North Dallas, but raised up in South Dallas in Bonton, Texas, and been there all my life. My friends call me Uncle Billy, and I usually know just about everybody from Dallas.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Uncle Billy founded this radio show over a year ago, Mr. Roberts, and then he brought me on board on Sunday nights. And so what I do on Sunday nights is feature a business person that does business in South Dallas, and I could not pass up the opportunity to put you on as an automotive repair professional, because I know how good you are. I remember when I was 15, 16, bought my first car. Anything about cars, my little car would break down, I could call you, and you'd come over and get to there, and there it would be, you know, I'd be good as new.
Yes,
and to know that are you still doing that?
Yes, ma'am. 40 years of business.
My goodness.
I've been in it
for
years.
What street are you on, sir?
I'm at 3215 Palo Alto Drive in Dallas. Is that in the Altamisa area?
Yeah. Hey, we ain't called it that in a long time, have we? Praise the Lord.
Do you still come to people when they call, though, or do you do house calls?
Beg your pardon?
Mr. Roberts, do you
yes,
do
ma'am.
House calls at all?
Yes, ma'am. I do house. Yes, ma'am. I also do plumbing. My area in doing cars, I'm a technician, so I do anything you need done. From anywhere from installing parts to overhauling engines, transmissions. I also do plumbing.
Do you know anything about doing automotive repair in Bonton?
In Bonton? I came from Bonton. I'm from Alta Mesa, but they gave me that name, Oil Can in Bonton, about 30 years ago, because I made a lot of money on Bear Street.
I know you are,
you
man.
Yeah, you know me.
My name's Bill Wade.
You do know me.
Yeah. What's going on, dude?
Still trying to get it, bro.
That's what it's about. Now, you know me, and you got to talk real soon.
Yes, sir.
We got some real pages and some places on the radio show with your name on it.
Yes, sir. I like my name on it.
give you all the advertising you need. And,
okay.
Get you some of these dollars from other places.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm trying. Well, no, I'll have
well, I
at the end of the day.
Yes.
Yeah.
All you Bonton guys sure do know each other.
Yeah.
Hey.
It ain't
our family to get back together.
No, it's not. No.
See, I found out recently that I was from Queen City.
Queen City.
Yeah,
do you know where Queen City is?
Where is that at?
Over on Latimer.
Up by Pine Hatcher area.
Oh, that's where you from.
Where Dean and them from.
From who? Where who?
Where Dean and them from. You know Dean and old Charlie Rook, Tony Rook, and all of them?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's the areas.
Okay.
So you did car repairs in South Dallas back in the day, and now you're mostly in Oak Cliff.
Yes, I'm back. Well, I do on the road and house calls, but I mostly work at my house. But I've been on Valentine and Bear, on the corner of Valentine and Bear, behind Johnny's place for about like 7 years.
Well, is that a good? So people, you know, we're also trying to make sure that people understand that there's only thing negative about South Dallas is the fact that people think it's negative. It's just as good as anywhere else in the world. The people are just as good. And I'm just finding out that, yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
What did you like about doing business in Bon-Ton, Mr. Roberts?
Well, I was able to support myself and my family, and I had good friends and good customers. And I didn't have to worry about nobody bothering nobody because they looked out for my people. So that was a good thing for me, you know, in business.
Yeah. I like that about that area too. Well, we're doing everything that we can to, to raise the consciousness of the people there and reconnect with the people. We do on the Friday nights, we have hip hop for the young people, and they call in their or email in their playlist, and we play hip hop on Fridays, and then Uncle Billy plays the blues on Saturday, and then I come in on Sunday. So, and then on Sundays we interview beautiful, important people like yourself that are smart and are self-employed and can, you know, have the ingenuity to take care of themselves by their own wits and skills. And I know for a fact that, you know, your ability with cars is like a gift. It's amazing.
I was a young man when I met you with your car. That was when you first went to college, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, I still
you remember that? I think I had an
Ambassador. That black Rambler. Was that a black Rambler? That black Rambler.
That car was so bad that when I got the scholarship to SMU, they asked me if I could sell it. They didn't want it on campus. They said, "Well, can we buy it from you, or could you sell it?"
That was that black Rambler. I remember that.
Yeah, buddy. I mean, wow. Well, what do you think is a challenge? What was one of the challenges that you had doing business in South Dallas?
Well, sort of nothing really. No more than trust, you know. Knowing that I heard bad things, that I wasn't going to get faced. But South Dallas made me come up. They taught me that people are just people everywhere. You're going to happen that anywhere. But South Dallas helped me, gave me the ability to really to strive, you know. So I've just been striving.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That is nice to hear that being over there was actually an inspiration.
Yes, it
for
was.
You.
I mean, they love me. That's what they did. They love Lord King. He gonna fix it. And that's what they
really
looked out for. Yeah, it inspired me a lot to keep in my business. Because there was some time I wanted to give up, but no, they were there. I always was somebody.
Wow.
I'm over here today.
You're over there right now, aren't you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm working. Yes, ma'am. I'm over here working. Do what I do best.
Wow. Well, that's cool that you're working and that you love it. Well, we are very, very proud to have you as a person in our community. I'm proud to have you as a person in my past and my present. And it's really cool that you and Uncle Billy actually know each other.
Oh, well, you know, since South Dallas, we always did perpetrate a fraud, you know, because we didn't try to overrule the fact that people were lying on us, you know, saying we were murderers, we were killers, because really it helped my future, because I was a real short guy. And everybody finding out I was from South Dallas, they'd leave me alone.
Is that right?
Yeah. So, you know, and I got to go to places that I never would have if I'd have been from Queen City or East Dallas or something like that. I really believe that. And folk don't understand it, but, you know, I didn't go through a whole lot of troubles that other kids did, you know, by going to other places because first thing they ask, you know, in street language, where you from? Tell them I'm from the world.
Really?
Yeah.
You from the world?
They knew what that meant, you know. I'm from Bonton. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
but,
It's a lot of
how bad it was. It was devastating because other people didn't take it like we did when we was kids. When I'd say I was from Bonton, you'd see people frying up and scared, get scared and all of that there. So I then had to start defending from where I was from. It's nothing like I thought it was. Or nothing, you know, I still have to do that sometime today. I talked to a guy last week. Roderick had never been to Bonton. And so, you know, Roderick. From,
Roderick who?
The construction guy.
Oh, is that right?
You find it quite often a lot of people. One of my best friends, Ramona, has never been to Bonton.
No, because they give you the wrong image of South Dallas. South Dallas is just like anywhere else we live, really. You know, it's just that's just life.
So many fools didn't go to Bonton. You know, after we got a certain age, people had stopped. So we was able to walk around, be friends. We didn't have to look for trouble or nothing because people wouldn't come down there with it. And so, like I said, as I got older, it was devastating to find out that I wasn't accepted very well outside of that area either. Because people were scared.
Interesting. Very interesting. We're official. The Queen City Neighborhood Association is official. Uncle Billy, we went ahead and we got our federal tax ID number, so we're official, and we're going to work with Bonton Rising. We're going to work with Bonton, and we're going to work with Bertrand neighborhood over there, and we're going to just, you know, do everything we can do. Our most current upcoming project is going to be beautification of that Oakland Avenue Cemetery. We're going to do that
the old cemetery, Oakland and Pine.
We're going to beautify it.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah. So what we're going to do, we're going to, like yourself, we're going to call all of the people that have come in as visitors, like yourself, Mr. Roberts, and let you know what the date is. We're going to do a couple of days. Actually, we're going to try to do it all in one day. That morning, we're going to do the cleanup part. And then midday, we're going to do the digging and gardening part. And then at the end of the day, we're going to have those professionals come in, put the flowers in. But we also have the Queen City organization itself we're waiting on a bid to get that structure, that house, painted. And I mean, there's a lot of exciting things. That's just the first phase of what we're going to do. We're going to have some serious visibility. We're giving away Rihanna tickets too.
This is the house that on the property up there on the cemetery property.
Yes.
Oh.
We're taking bids on going in and scraping and painting that.
Okay.
If you know anybody that does that, yeah, it's gonna be fun, and we're gonna be well known. We have a caller.
Look like Coach to me.
Is that Coach? Well, hold on, Coach. We're going to play a song, and then we're gonna tune Coach in. So, Mr. Roberts, you can stay on and have a keep visiting with us if you like. We would love to have.
Work, 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 work. To me, I be work, 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 work. Tell me about that work, 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 work. When you walk a line, 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 line. I'm in the cafe, my ta 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 ta. Join me, I deserve it. No time to have you lurking. You make a like, now you don't like it. You know I dealt with you the nicest. Nobody touched me in the right. Nobody touched me in a crisis. I believed all of your dreams are duration. You took my heart, all my keys, and my vision. You took my heart, I'm asleep, a decoration. You mistaken my love, I brought for you for foundation. All that I wanted from you was to give me something that I never had. Something that you never seen. Something that you never been. But I wake up and nothing's wrong. Just get ready for work, 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 work. You tell me I be work, 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 work. You see me do me dirt, 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 dirt. And tell me about that work, 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 work. Da 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 da. When you walk out, da 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 da. Before the table, turn, 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 turn. Beg you something, please. Baby, don't you leave. Don't leave me stuck here in the street. Against you, I just hope that it gets to you. I hope that you see this through. I hope that you see this through. What can I say? Please recognize I'm trying, baby. I feel why, 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 why. It's in me, I feel why, 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 why. You see me do my da 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 da. Tell me about that why, 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 why. When you walk out, la 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 la. I'm in the cash from my ta 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 ta.
Yeah. Get done, 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 done at work, come over. We just need to slow the motion. Don't get out of the way to no one. Long distance, I need you. When I see potential, I just gotta see it through. If you had a twin, I would still choose you. I don't wanna rush into it if it's too soon. But I know you need to get done, 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 done if you come over. Sorry if I'm way less friendly. I got niggas tryna end me, oh, yeah. I spilled all my emotions tonight, I'm sorry. Rolling, 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 rolling. How many more shots until you're rolling? We just need a face-to-face. You could pick the time and the place. You spend some time away. Now you need to forward and give me all
work, 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 work. It's in me, I feel work, 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 work. You see me do my da-da-da-da-da. Tell me about that why, 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 why. When you walk out, la, 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 la. I'm in the cash for my ta-ta-ta-ta-ta.
Trap Daddy, call me Trap Daddy. Call me Trap Daddy. Call me Daddy. Call me Trap Daddy. Call me Trap Daddy. Call me Trap Daddy. Call me Daddy. Call me Daddy.
Have to tune in on Friday night hip hop, and that's on someone's playlist. So if you want to have your playlist featured on our show, just call in at 646-668-8263, or you can email doc@vontonrising.com. Call in, mail in. Come on the internet, bontonrising.com on the air, and we will be happy to receive your playlist. But for right now, it's Sunday Evenings with the Doc. We're going to be back, right back with Coach here in a minute. So let's enjoy this song first.
You are the one for me. Give me where you ought to be.
All right. So we have one of my favorite people on the planet. I'm the luckiest girl in the world. Really cool people in my career. Hold on a second. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hello?
Hello.
So this is.
Can you hear
Sunday
me?
Night.
This is Coach Vaughn.
Oh, Coach, come on in. Hi. I'm the luckiest girl in the world. I have two people. I've got Coach Vaughn and Uncle Billy on Sunday evening. So how have you been, Coach?
Oh, after that, nice words. I'm fantastic. I've been great. Thank you. How have you guys been?
Hello, Coach Vaughn.
Uncle Billy.
Hello, Coach Bill. I'm sorry, Uncle Billy. How have you been, Uncle Billy?
I've been called a coach, too. yeah, great, man. Finally got over that respiratory illness I've been dealing with for the last 6 weeks. So, man, it was a blast.
Good.
I learned
man,
so much
good.
About yourself when you were recuperating.
That's right.
You don't like being sick.
You always learn more when you're in the negative.
Yeah.
So that's good. I'm glad you're feeling better. Everything's going
on. I've been
okay.
Trying to follow your sports. I need some sports. I need a sport fix.
You got it. Well, I got one for you. Man, that NCAA championship ended fantastic, Uncle Billy. Number one seeded North Carolina Tar Heels versus that number two Villanova team. And like I was telling you a week or two ago, that Villanova team hadn't won anything. But they ended up winning the national championship on a buzzer beater, Uncle Billy. 3-point shot, 77-74.
Wow.
I think it was like 1 second on the clock when that ball left that guy's hand. It went in. Yes, it went in, and Villanova ended up beating North Carolina for the NCAA championship, which was a very exciting game. Yes, very exciting. Buzzer beater. Then they scored close to 80 points. Oh, it was up and down basketball. A bunch of future pros on North Carolina and maybe one or two on Villanova. So it was very competitive. And I thought North Carolina would win, of course, but you know, I think Roy Williams, he has a way of losing big games. I don't know why.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah, man. I think that's one of the biggest reasons he, you know, they probably, you know, wanted him to leave Kansas, you know. And now Bill Self, one of my old coaches at Oklahoma State, he goes to Kansas and he wins a national championship 2-0, you know, so. Yeah,
you know,
that guy seems to lose the big game.
Bill Self is almost wanted by the pros.
Yeah, and I bet you he's going. If I know Coach Self, Uncle Billy, he would try it. He would definitely try it because Coach Self, and his name is Bill too, Uncle Billy.
Yeah,
Coach Bill
well, you know,
Self,
we all are like that.
Yeah. But he is such a player's coach. He knows how to motivate kids and people, and he knows how to talk to people and get them to do things without disrespecting, you know, if you know, for lack of a better way to explain him. He's just a real down-to-earth guy. He was in love with Whitney Houston when we were back in college. He used to go see her on tour. He just loved him some Whitney, boy. He wanted to marry her and everything. Oh, yes. So, but, yeah, he's a good guy. Uncle Billy, I got something else for you and Doc.
All right.
That Mavericks game, man. Doc, I think you went
God.
To it. That Memphis game.
Wow.
I saw the podcast. And that was like a playoff atmosphere type game. That game, you could tell the Mavs were fighting for their lives because the energy was up. I mean, every level of play was just up. Every facet was just
it
up.
Was.
And
it was.
It was 9-6 in less than a week, didn't it?
Right. I think they're on a 6-game, something like that, winning streak right now. And I feel bad for J.J. Barea. He got hurt in that first quarter.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. And he was on a dynamite roll. I think he scored like 29 points his last ball game out. So
wow.
I feel bad for the Mavericks and him because he's a big integral part of what they do, especially in the playoffs. So
right.
That's going to
yeah.
hurt him.
He's going to make it back by the playoffs.
I'm hoping he does. You know, the Mavericks are really just a first-round playoff team, Uncle Billy, so he's got to get back fairly
quick.
Yeah,
that's being I said by the playoffs. You know,
right.
Because...
So how does
Go ahead, Doc. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to ask you, how does that playoff thing work? Do they play, where do they do the playoffs? And how many teams are in the playoffs? 8 teams?
Yes.
Well, there's 32 teams.
Yeah. In each division.
There's 32 teams in all in the league.
Right.
There's 16 teams on the East Coast and West Coast, so to speak. And then they divide them up by eights into four divisions, Pacific, Eastern, all that sort of thing. The playoffs, 16 teams will make the playoffs in the NBA. Of course, it's an entertainment product. So, of course, they're going to even let some of the lesser teams in the playoffs to get at least 50% of the NBA teams in there. Once that goes, the first series, Uncle Billy, you could correct me if I'm wrong. They change it so frequently. But I think the first series is 5 games or 7 games, I'm not sure, but the series is five. Okay, so it's a best of 5, 3 out of 5. The team that wins 3 games out of 5, they advance on to the second round. And from there on, it's a seven-game playoff series for the semifinals and then all the way up to the finals.
That's to get rid of the weak teams.
Right. So you're looking at about every team once the playoffs – Once the playoffs start, every team is looking to win those, 3, 4, 7, 11.
Oh, wow.
Every team's trying to win those 11 to 15 games. So,
okay.
Yeah, the race is on.
Oh, boy.
The race is on.
Well, this Wednesday is the last game. And
yes.
do I have to look forward to having to attend any Dallas games as they're being their dental provider?
Yes. At least two. I don't think it'll be a sweep and hardly ever do you get sweeps in any division, but at least one game one team has a chance to play at home, but the team like the Mavericks, they'll win. They might even win their first series. Hardly ever do they when they have a team like they got now. But like the coach said, the way J.J. Barea been playing, they might win the second series. But if no J.J. Barea, they chances are slim right there, you know.
Yeah.
So that's even close to so worried about J.J. Barea.
Well, you know, they have so many really cool guys that they can kind of pull out of their pocket because I noticed how they
don't have another J.J.
No, they don't, but they've got – they have Justin Anderson they can throw in as like a secret weapon if they want. But you're right, no J.J. They've been playing a lot of what's that guy that looks like Ludacris? Y'all know his name. He did like 3 3-pointers in this last game.
Oh, the one that used to play with him went to the net.
Came back.
Devin Harris.
My little homeboy
from Milwaukee.
Yeah, that's a cool young dude. Yeah, but that he can't. I don't even know how he can get inspired after getting sent off, you know, like he did. But you know, it was all like they said. Don't take it personal. I took it personal when they sent him off.
Well, he was there for since I've been working for the Mavericks. He's been there.
He was with the Nets, helped the Nets almost win the championship.
Is that right?
If they had kept him, he'd have helped us win some championships. Like I said, they needed some more players, and he was worth it, so they sent him off, you know.
Huh.
Other teams wanted him because he was just that good. He could do all of those things that J.J. Barrera is doing now. I haven't seen him do them.
He's going to have to come on with it.
I think he could own up to a lot of it, but you know.
Hey guys, I hate to break in, but I'm gonna have to get out of here pretty soon.
Okay.
I hope I gave you your sports fix, Uncle Billy.
Yeah, you got me. You hear me talk about basketball? I don't even watch basketball. Sounds like you got a little cough there. You know, we can't stand to have you out 2 weeks in no row.
I'm losing my voice. I've rarely raised my voice, and I had to raise my voice this whole weekend. I had my Sunnyvale varsity girls playing in a tournament this weekend, and I was trying to direct direct players, but not in a bad way. Not yelling at the players. I don't do that sort of thing. We've got a bunch of freshmen who haven't played any varsity basketball. So it was about you go over there. No, come back, come back. No, go. So it was a lot. It was a lot of teaching.
I love you, coach.
So thank you, Uncle Billy. I love you, my man.
I applaud any man that will take somebody else's kids the way you take other people's kids and work with them and laugh when you get home. So, you know.
I love my babies, man. I love my
babies. It really takes a Herculean effort, but, man, you do it, and you do it with a smile. I love you, coach.
Man, thank you, and I love you more, man. I love you back, and to hear that, you know, it's all worth it because that's my passion. That's what I'm
doing. Hey, man. That's what the book said. Be your passion, and I'll help you.
That's right. Well, y'all take care. Love y'all. I'll talk to y'all soon, okay?
Have a great one. Take care of that voice, because you know you got to get back on out next week.
Right, I'm going to gargle with salt water.
All right,
I'll add you, Uncle Billy.
Bye.
Hearing people say, how can we go?
hope this radio show on Sunday evenings penetrates through to the people in South Dallas and help.
You just used the word that you're making the conversation hard. You said you hope. You have to give them a reason to listen, Doc. Yeah, they like I was telling. You're encountering great people out there from your memory and your past, and the reason I'm telling you this is it's a study I've been doing for a while, and but we haven't penetrated. You penetrated the Queen City area, but have you passed out any cards with numbers on them? Have you passed? You see what I'm saying? So you have to get them to know you. Remember, I was telling you the story about I had Jim Washington walking up to the post instead of riding.
Yeah,
he got to know people. And when they started talking on the streets about different stuff, they'd come up to the and say, "Hey, man, let me talk to that clean dressing dude." You know? And then I said, "Well, everybody in here, clean dressing dude." I said, "Who won?" They said, "You know, that bald headed one."
And
then
really?
He'd come up to the door and say, "You know," and then they said, "Say, man, I got a story for you." He said, "Well, you know, give it to my sister," and stuff like that.
Okay.
And then Star would be begging for cash, but but they got to know him, you know, and what it's gonna take for people to call in to see you. To hear from you and talk.
We're gonna have a neighborhood association meeting here. I think probably next weekend. That's what we're gonna do. I think that's gonna work.
Yeah, it will. Anytime you got a card to somebody with your picture on the doctor, that you hear, folks gonna call in just to be nosy. Man, woman, or child, you know, you can give them a reason, you know.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. I wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. This house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. I know. I ought to leave the young thing alone. Cause ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Oh, no. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
That's the kind of music I play on Saturday night. I play that one in particular.
Do you play
really? I play that one in my third stanza when I'm talking about getting close to closing time. I say no sunshine. You done got off there. I'll be saying ain't it. You know, ain't no sunshine when she's gone. So y'all can get ready. Yeah.
Well, all right, we're gonna have our we're gonna have that neighborhood association meeting. We have to pick a date. Let's see, we're gonna make it official. It's gonna be during the week, not this coming weeknight, but the following. I'm gonna call wonderful lady Pamela Jones. She's the new manager over there at Martin Luther King Center, and we're gonna set up a date.
That was my niece's
night tomorrow.
That was my niece's night. I'd like to meet her.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
The one
well,
that just passed?
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Pamela? Pamela Jones.
Coincidences matter, you know.
Yeah. Coincidences matter. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, Uncle Billy, I am a true believer in coincidence, and I'm also a true believer in energy and what goes around comes around, karma. Give all of that. And
I have golden speckles. That's the reason you should be able to be prepared. So you know, people tell me, "Oh, I wasn't ready." And stuff like that. I don't like the kind of people.
Well, I tell
you
what,
if you know life goes this stuff, why you gonna change what you got? Cause you didn't get it this time. Wait till next
year. Yeah. Well, here's another tune.
That's my.
Yeah, oh, this is for you. This is for you,
Uncle
Billy.
Yeah.
We kill John. Paul and Tyrone. Now why can't we be by ourselves sometimes? See, I've been having this on my mind for a long time. I just want it to be you and me, like it used to be. Baby, but you don't know how to act. So matter of fact, I think you better call Tyrone.
Call him
and tell him, come on, help you get your shit.
Come on.
You need to call Tyrone.
Call him.
To pay your way and your homeboy's way, and sometimes.
People from Bonton are just the sweetest, coolest people that you can meet on the planet. Very cliquish, though, and they don't let just anybody in either. So
I feel very honored
to be in.
I think I told you once, it's just like a fraternity, but I wanted to read this to you just because I got a prior engagement. The Tonight Show was Listen for the Thunder. It's Sunday with the Doc. It's Sunday with the Doc. This got a 90% rating now. Have you ever had have automotive repair? Well, you are not in Beverly Hills, and we don't do Great Pond either. However, if you're in the southern sector or are really in need of a great car repair, more tonight on Sundays with the Doc. The Doc will be discussing making a living while building a business in South Dallas. Undoubtedly, there must be good business there or some large automotive parts supply stores coming into the area. The show starts at 6 o'clock, and please call in at 1-646-668-8263. With your thoughts and a thanks from Doc Morgan, Uncle Billy, Andre, and the Bonton Rising Radio team. Remember that Bootsy needs to be taken care of by someone that knows her. Holla. And that's just about what I'm fixing to do, Doc. I'm finna get out of here.
Wow. All right. Well, you know what, Uncle Billy? I love you.
I love you, too. And tonight's show was great. You got some information out there. And as I said, if you put your name out there with your photograph, I guarantee you get some feedback. I'll holler.
Yeah. All right. Take care.
All right.
Bye. All right. Bye-bye.